What's up, everybody? Dear Abby, we're back. A little, you know, you want to call it a hiatus? There's a lot going on, man. A lot going on in life. We're going to get to it. First of all, Dad's here.
What's up?
How you doing, Dad?
I'm good. How you doing?
You know, nobody we'd rather be back with.
Well, thank you.
The community misses you dearly, as always. Lots going on. Lots happening in the world. First of all, really quick, how are you? Anything new?
I'm good. No, same.
A little lightning rod stuff you want to bring up off the top
shit,
of
it. Same shit, different day, as they say.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Something was brought to my attention recently. You know, we had, in this little brief hiatus of ours, a number of different questions come in. And I spent time, contrary to one of the recent episodes where my mother says I'm not here a lot. We were here, it was like a weekend or two ago, and I was sitting with Marky. And we were talking about, I think it actually was Super Bowl Sunday. And we were looking at different halftime shows. And I was telling her how, like, Super Bowl is like a really big cheerleading day. I was trying to make the halftime show like about that, you know, so she could like relate to it, whatever. She was all excited. So we're watching like past shows and stuff. And somehow it comes up where I say, hey, do you want to see Pop Pop on TV? And I YouTube the 1995 New Jersey Devils Stanley Cup video. Okay. Now, for those of you listening, my father, so there was one of my earliest memories of things I watched back to back to back to back to back was the 1995 New Jersey Stanley Cup VHS. It was called Heaven. So it comes in and I had to watch this, no joke, 500 times over the course of the first month it was in the house, right? I'm like, you know, barely 10 years old when the thing comes out. So we're watching and, you know, towards the end when the Devils win.
After it's over. Yeah, immediately after
it's over.
After they won, yeah.
There is a close-up shot of you with both of your hands up in the air screaming. And you basically scream out loud. It's like, yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I don't
kind
believe
of thing.
It, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as I'm sitting there, Chris walks in. Okay. And tells me, now look, we're going to get a copy of this and we're going to put it on the Instagram. Okay. It is a perfect shot. Okay. You spent about a decade on television. I don't think a single frame is this perfectly positioned with a reaction shot as this is on this Stanley Cup
video. Yeah, it was weird because
wild.
They absolutely were on me. Like I had a minor league team jersey on. I was a very invested Devils fan for probably through the really hard years. We would go there with a close friend of mine who's passed now, but great guy. He invited me to a game, and he had seats in the first row. I always liked hockey as a kid, but never really went to a game, you know? So anyway, he takes me to a game. I'm in the first row, and it's a whole different world. You guys are crashing into the boards in front of you. And so I get a little hooked on it and eventually buy my own tickets. So I'm sitting in the second row behind my friend. We went night after night after night after night, and we had 5,000 fans inside the arena. And it was a pitiful, sad, but somehow endearing type of thing.
And forget about being in Jersey thing. To me, it was really growing up. I literally would get my diapers changed in the same seats for years. Now, Mom has joined us as well, and Chris is here.
Yes.
And we watched. We were huge, huge Devil fans. And
I
was hockey obsessed.
You don't
play
still,
hockey.
Did you claim yourself as a Devils fan right now?
I think, you know, I it's not like I don't root for them. I don't follow them as closely anymore. But when they moved to Newark, it got different.
I'm only
from
saying
me.
Because it was misleading because you said we are huge, huge Devils fans.
Well, growing
I don't
up,
want people calling
up.
Us. I mean, like, guess who we met?
Yeah,
we don't know.
It was constant, right? So with all of that being said, there's the tape, and I'm watching it with Mark, right? And I'm thinking I'm just reliving a really quick – the whole thing maybe – 2.5 seconds. Okay?
Yeah, it's just a couple seconds.
Yeah, and Marky sees them and gets all excited. And we're going to put it up on the Instagram. Okay, great. Christopher drops a bomb on me. Okay, again, setting the table here. It's a perfect shot where he tells me that you actually worked this out with the camera guy and had this coordinated.
Oh, that's absolutely false.
Chris.
What?
You told me he coordinated that shot.
No. How would I have known that?
No, you said that. No, you, was it you that told
me
this?
I would have never known that.
No, this is a fact. It's somebody said to me. Somebody.
No,
that,
somebody would have said, did he coordinate that he's trying to be seen?
No. It was me and your father talked about this, or me and dad talked about this. He actually arranged for that shot to happen.
No way I would have known that.
No, that's sketchy.
I didn't think maybe it was lying.
No, completely nonsense.
So that was just a lucky shot. It was just there.
Well, see, you have to understand, you sat in the seats hundreds of times, and we had this unique spot. There was only two seats in the row that we had, and it was section 112, row 2, and there's only two seats in the row. So there was never this excuse me, pardon me thing. No one ever had to go in and out of the aisle. And on my left, where I sat, is where the Zamboni would drive out, and all of the visiting players would come out. So I made friends with a lot of people, the equipment managers and the doctors for the team and so on and so forth. But that was a spot where cameras would set up.
Yes. Now, I remember even back then, we would even get to know the camera guys a little bit. But this is where I'm going with this. Now we could say it's not set up.
You're suggesting that he knew he would
be Did you
be
at
seen.
Least know you were being filmed when that happened?
I did.
So did you play up the reaction because you saw the camera was there?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
You have to remember, I suffered through seasons.
No,
like
I'm not saying
seasons.
No, now he's saying he had the right. I'm not saying.
And now all of a sudden,
I earned my spot.
The lowly New Jersey Devils at the time, who Wayne Gretzky famously called the Mickey Mouse team, who I would get into almost fist fights because we would go to anytime the Rangers came to New Jersey. We were heavily outnumbered in our own stadium. We'd have 8,000 fans, and they'd have 15,000 fans.
I was actually going to ask. I was going to say two things. One in defense of Dad, and the other was a question to Dad. I guess I'll start with the question. And has there been multiple heated confrontations on behalf of the Devils from you? Have you got into?
Okay,
I've been to. I would argue over 100 Devils games. I don't think I've ever gotten into a verbal altercation in any sporting event that I've ever
been to. No, that's not true. You used to fight with the players.
Well, that's different. That's what I was going to say. That was my follow-up.
That's different. You just went to players.
Yeah, I did.
You just actually got to argue with the players. Yeah.
So, well, we did something. It was like super – it was like maniacal. It was so weird as a young person to do.
But – given the seats that we had, how could you have not?
It's funny stuff.
But it's funny. What I was going to say about Dad and the cameraman, to your point, because I was going to say that. We used to mess with the players. Myself, Joe, and Tony, our cousins, Al, of course, too, but when you were in Fordham, you were there a lot less.
Yeah.
We'd go to games all the time to the point where the staff that works in the arena knows who you are because our seats were in the front row on the glass where the visiting team would walk out. So you're next to the staff a lot, and they literally watched me grow up, right? Like you just said, you got your diapers changed. They watched me from
infancy.
89 to whenever they moved out of that arena. So they knew me enough that I would say hello to photographers and things like that, and they would always bring us pucks and little stuff like that. So for Dad to have been there at a time when there was no one in the place over the course of a decade or so, I could see how the cameraman might say, that guy –
yeah.
Earn this
shot.
Well,
this is the thing. And this is why I'm excited to put the shot on the Instagram. But I mean, were you reacting like that the entire time and you glanced over and the camera was on you? Or did he pan over and you were
he wasn't focused on me the entire time. He was watching the ice, you know, and then as I guess he was there to get a crowd reaction and he just happened to hit the camera on me.
But
at the second that they scored the timer now.
When you're done, when you say I can't believe it, do you look over and notice camera or do you go camera and then do the camera?
No, I'm getting up screaming I can't believe it, but I did notice the camera was kind of in my face. You know, it was weird.
So you were aware the camera was on your face before you screamed.
The guy was 3 feet away from me.
It might be worth finding the 2004, I think they won, tape. If they still made them back then?
I think actually we did make it twice.
Because you got a good shot of me, Tony,
no,
you.
I'm pretty sure we actually did make it twice. But that was something we actually brought up before, but I have to look at it. But this was – it wasn't the same level. This was an iconic shot. I dare to say it was like when they saw it in cut, okay, when they were cutting the thing up, they're like, oh, this is it.
No,
this is our guy.
This is our guy. I think they used it in promo for in the arena, like when they would show the – the cup the previous year because I remember being very like.
I guess because I said I can't believe it is what they liked about it. You know what I mean?
Then so now to the part that I couldn't believe. Now we're watching this for the first time. Do you remember watching that and seeing it for the first time? Were we all together?
No, they sent me a copy. They sent all season ticket holders a copy of the VHS.
Yeah.
For free.
Uh-huh.
Every season ticket holder.
Okay. But did they say to you, hey, you're in this? No.
I did not know I was
in it. Okay. So no. When we watched it for the first time, I had imagined we did that together. Right?
Maybe. Yeah.
And
most likely.
We see that. I think I remember it. Did we rewind it like a million times? We were like, it had to be. And it was the jersey.
Well, let's put it to you this way. I did not see the tape with you the other day with Marky when you were watching
right,
it.
Right, yes.
But I clearly remember the tape. He was wearing, I think, his bomber jacket. Maybe I forget what it was. I was wearing a bomber. I don't know. But he was waving the flag, and it was Bill Gates, a friend of ours, was a flag.
Oh, that was another one. No, that's a different tape. That's
a
different
one.
Giant flag. He's waving the flag.
So he's in the tape twice. No, he's in the tape twice. You're right. No,
the state police took the flag away from me, by the way.
You walked in with the flag. You walked in with the flag in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hold on, though. Wait. Okay.
Well, why did they?
I don't know why. I would love to, if I could go back in time and watch something. It might be the state police.
They gave it back at the end of the game.
Was I born? Oh, okay. But the flag.
I brought the flag to a Ranger Devil game,
and it was on a real flag pole. Like it was like
it was
6 feet.
It was on a short flag pole.
Yeah, short pole.
Because we used to hang it on the swing set.
If you've watched any sporting event where someone's waving a flag, it's that. You know, it's as simple as that. Pretty big.
It was pretty good.
No, it was a flag. It was like a regulation flag.
It had to be 8 feet long.
Yeah, it was a big flag.
It was a flag.
And he was waving.
Well, eight feet long, you had to be. Someone's day had to get messed up. You're in the front row waving.
No,
an eight-foot
flag. They didn't
take
it away from me for that reason. The Ranger fans, now, mind you, you know, we would have the Rangers come in and they would destroy us. We would lose every time. And they loved it. You know, the Ranger fans are the most obnoxious assholes in the world, including all my friends that are Ranger fans.
Philadelphia would like a word.
And the Devils suck, and they're assholes, and they're always going to suck, and the Rangers are great, even though in modern era we won 3 and they won 1 Stanley Cup. Bottom line, the state police got nervous because they're afraid that the Ranger fans were going to, you know, come down an aisle or two and steal the flag from me, and we have to fight. So they just said, "No, you can't have this flag. We'll give it back to you."
So really quick, did you pack up the flag and say to Mom, "I'm going to the game with my flag"?
There were many games. No, there were many games where they did not take the flag away.
No, right. But
did you have like a sheath or like something that like Robin Hood might have for his arrows?
No,
how did you carry?
No. Okay.
So Mom, were you aware of the flag? Were you aware that he was going to games with the flag?
Mom didn't come to as many games later on.
No, but like when he was like, hey, I'm getting in the car, I'm going to the game.
After you were born, we used to take you as an infant. Yes, we used to change your diapers right there. Then once, you know, Lauren and Chris came along, I stayed home, obviously, for quite a few games because I was busy being a mom. And I was never a hockey fan. Like, oh, I went because Dad loved it. And it was
we went to dinner.
Right, yeah, it was a night out.
And we were, you know, cheering. And
you're talking about turn of the century back then. You know, this is a long time ago. You guys, there was not much to do.
It's definitely in the 80s. Mm-hmm.
When you were going in there, Mom, were you ever present with the flag?
I don't remember.
I feel like that would stick out.
Mom was hot. You know, she used to wear hot little leather pants and
I never wore
showing
jersey.
Off her boobies.
I'm reacting just so you guys know that not at the concept. His face when he said it, he had a very vivid picture in his head just
yeah,
now.
I did.
I never wore a jersey. I was never, you know, I'm not.
No,
I went to support Dad because it was, like I said, we would go.
It was a night out. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
a night out. So I could care less about the sport at all. You know, I was just there for Dad. So I don't recall. I think. Here's the thing. If I was ever with him when he was waving the flag, it's not my thing.
No, I don't think you were ever there.
I think I would have.
So you
that was a little later on.
So
that
you
was
would
different
say,
season.
There are flag games and there weren't flag
games.
I get it.
Were you waving the flag? Like, did they have a turn where they became more competitive and they were flag worthy? Was there ever a time like this team isn't worth a flag being?
No, you know,
flown?
You have to remember we had some legit stars in the team down the road. I'm not talking about like year 1, 2, and 3. You know, we were.
But I'm saying you never broke it out when you felt there was momentum with the team. Is that the thing?
I didn't have a flag all the time. We're obsessing about the flag.
We need to find
the
tape.
Flag.
No, we do. Because you know what's funny? Now that I'm remembering this, on that tape, and I don't know how I forgot to show that, it is actually like a throwback clip to, and this is still 95, but they're using old footage, even for 95 standards, to show the flag.
Listen,
they do show the flag.
It was a moment. There was no denying because the flag was just so big, and It was as if it was billowing in the wind. It was waving.
It's funny
so
because
perfectly.
You know, because of just how people in New Jersey even speak, you know, there's somebody right now, okay, that is like, you know, posted up at Steve Sizzlin's Steaks in Carlsbad.
Shout out to Steve Sizzlin.
Okay, shout out to Steve's. Saying, no, you don't understand. When the old Brendan Byrne was around, there used to be guys coming in there with flags. The energy was out of control.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They're saying
kids don't ever
and
get
you
it.
Are the poster
I was
of that.
Never a Steve's guy.
We're not talking. It's a that, break up a family, that conversation.
Have you ever been to a game in the new arena?
In Newark?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went different. To one game.
And that was a problem for it.
I'll tell you what, it's a nice arena.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a fact about that arena.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high school hockey jersey.
Oh, here we go.
From every high school in New Jersey.
But not yours?
No, it's actually mine.
It's physically
mine. The Ramapo High School jersey is physically mine. I know that because it was the first year that we got them, and I was the first person to quit that team.
And they
didn't let me keep the jersey. So I kept the one I gave them back. Okay. The only reason I gave it back, I was like, no, I bought the jersey. It says my name on it. It's cool. I like it. So I kept one. And they said, well, the New Jersey Devils are asking for a hockey jersey from each team. And since you're leaving the team, can we give yours?
Look at you, more.
Speaking of
– I'm
memorialized. Speaking of
– doesn't say my name on it anymore, but it's there.
Speaking of look at you, I asked Chris to make me a little espresso on the way down. Is there Sambuca in this?
No.
You sure there's no Sambuca in this?
I am
did
sure.
Did you put sugar in it?
I did put sugar in it.
Oh, that's a problem.
No, the Anisette sugar.
Yeah,
No. I used a packet of sugar.
Oh, because we have Anisette sugar.
I was like, this guy spiked my drink.
I will say, I don't think Sambuca in coffee is drinking.
I mean,
like when I would open 10th Street every day, I would have me and Urbano would have an espresso or a little Buki, and then we'd start our day. But it had nothing to do with having a drink. It was just it was liquid sugar the way we kind of looked at it.
Way to start it.
Can I tell you my Devil's Game story before we move on?
Sure.
I used to play something called the hot dog game at Devil's Games, and it was a sensation among those who knew. It was a very small community of us that knew that it was happening. But so what we would do.
Yeah, this is I know what he's talking about.
If you call Joe or Tony, it was a classic game. It was great. So we would do
type of thing you can't get away with these days.
Yeah, you can't because it's a different way of pouring soda, and that was a huge part of it. So what I would do is I would ask for a hot dog, right, and a Sprite, and they would always give me the hot dog right off the roller first, and then the guy would have to stand by the Sprite and pour it because now you just hit the button and they could walk away.
He'd ask for the biggest Sprite.
I would ask for the biggest Sprite he can get,
the fountain
Sprite. I would try to eat the hot dog before he was done filling the Sprite, and then I'd be like, just the hot dog when you get the chance.
That was a real thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever actually pull
it? One time. I got away with it one time. But the funny part about it was me trying, because I always got the hot dog. I always ate the hot dog, but I never was able to be the game was trying to be clean faced, not like I just Joey Chestnutted a hot dog. Like, that was the goal, to eat it as fast as you can and be clean faced and not look like. And I have to get rid of the little paper thing. I would get it like the little U boat. I would sneak it behind me, and Tony would.
Did your cousins ever partake in that?
No, they were just, they would root for me. They had my back. Like, they would set picks. They would set the distractions.
It actually got to a point where you had a little bit of a cheering section. People from other rows actually heard about it.
With your cousins about that.
Well, the thing we talked to hockey players about, we've later in life when we got on TV, we used to verbally assault hockey players when they would come out. But we weren't the typical fans, right? We weren't, oh, you suck. Yeah. I wanted to get in their heads. I felt like I was a part of the team. So what I would
we had players tell us to fuck ourselves.
No, it was bad.
One guy launched himself at Tony. Ryan Holwig. He launched himself at Tony. One guy, this is not a joke at all. At all. During a playoff game, a nationally televised game, the captain of the Boston Bruins, Tony will remember his name, I think it was Ward or something like that, Tony harassed him. Tony's our cousin, for those who don't know, so badly that the guy told us something about what our mothers do in their spare time when he was walking out to the ice, right? So then we laughed our asses off, right? And he kind of laughed that we were laughing, right? So now he's taking the face-off right in front of our seats. He pauses the face-off on a national televised game. And I don't know how to describe this on a podcast, but you guys could do it. He goes like this to Tony.
So like a blowjob.
He takes his hand and like you know, like punches the inside of his mouth with his tongue, for those of you in the podcast. And a national televised game stops it. He stops. You know, the face-off would be right in front of our seats.
And Tony at that time was maybe 19.
No, he was older than that, because Al, I think, was in college then.
Okay.
So it was the end.
You have to remember, the seats that we had were... If anybody likes hockey, there's a line that gets drawn through the goal, and then the line continues to the walls. Well, we sat on the line where the goal was, and on the first row. So nothing except a sheet of plexiglass is separating you from the players. So you're literally inches away from their faces when they get onto the board.
They can hear you through the glass.
A lot of you could talk. You know, basically talk to them, they can barely hear you. And you really could very, very definitely interact with them.
When you were coming out of the tunnel, there was no plexiglass. It was just the railing.
When they came out through the gate, there was nothing.
And just
the railing.
Sticks and everything.
So then we started later on, we started to say, let's level this up and be more of a mind game thing. And we would wear neutral colors. We would encourage the players for the first two periods of the game, going in and going out. You're doing great. We'd look up their hometowns and say we're from there. Tony told the guy that Andre Waugh that he was from Rochester, and the guy just started like putting up different like gang signs. Like he started doing like signs. Tony was just repeating them like all fast. And then in the third period, we would tell them to go fuck themselves.
So
we gained their trust.
They feel bad,
and then they look at us like, my guys, like, fuck you. And they're like, yo. every time they're like, what the fuck was that? And they would like walk away.
And here you are out saying to the kids, take the hockey.
We had the best. And then, well, you know, one guy, again, lunged himself at Tony. And then later in life, when we got on TV and we moved to Hoboken, we got really close with a lot of guys that played in the Devils. And I would say, hey, if, you know, maybe they're on a different team by now. Do you mind asking if they ever remember this being said or this being said? The amount of times that came up, oh yeah, I remember that, was, I'm not going to get into what we said to Sidney Crosby, but it was his first game in NFL history, and he remembers me.
There was a lot of fun things that happened there. And then it was funny, we kind of came full circle. It was actually one of the cooler things after we got on TV, where we became friendly with some of the guys that played from living around the same spots. And eventually they would even we would harass everybody to go in the locker room because they would drive us home.
That's full circle. Hey, by the time we were in Newark, I was getting hammered with my friends and Al and Warren.
Nah, you gotta drive us home.
And the players would have to drive us home.
Like, nah, dude. Like, I'm not going to this train line, man. I missed that shit. Like,
I'd say, nah, I'm going to go to the lounge and have a cookie.
And legit, they'd be like, bro, like, there's a really rough game. Like, coach is tearing into us right now. I don't really care. I'm staying right here.
Yeah, so I Ubered here and you'd have to take me home. So, we would sit in the players' lounge. We're having sandwiches.
There was one time I brought that up and they were like, dude, I don't know if I can. I go, you're driving my car. You borrowed my car today. Do you not remember? Oh, yeah. Neither here nor there. We've, we're right here in the thick of it. We've digressed a little too much. We have a ton of questions. You guys have stuff to get into today, right? But you have
No, it's Marky's birthday Saturday, and she requested an American Girl camper. So Dad and I will be going.
Our
to
timing is good.
Get her American Girl stuff.
Oh, beautiful thing. So yeah, the Marky's birthday coming up this weekend.
Yes, Saturday.
It's a reminder of how fast time is going.
Yes,
and. Overall, just wonderful things happening, wonderful things all around. We got a ton of questions, and let's tell you what, we're going to get into them next week because we had a nice little run here, and I think this first question off the top is going to create a little bit of controversy because there's a full circle moment with me, and I'll tell you what. I'll read the question for you, and we'll get into the answer. I'll give you the top line topic.
Okay. Wait a minute. Are we reading the question?
I'm not going to read the question because I don't want to think of the answer, but I'll tell you what the question was asked.
A little cliffhanger. Somebody, a little teaser.
Okay. Somebody asked me about the if you remember some time ago that somebody wrote in one of the classic Dear Albies. Somebody had their wedding and got a letter from one of the guests saying, you know, you at least, if you're going to ask for money for a wedding gift, at least have the dignity to send a thank you note. Mm. So I have been asked what our thank you note policy has been.
Right.
And
I have thoughts on your thank you note.
And it's quite the controversial little thing. So I'm going to leave that little cliffhanger. Catch next week. Love you guys. Dad, just do whatever you want.
Yep.
Okay. Catch you guys later. DLBmailbag@gmail.com. Guys, we got to get the show back cranking. We got a lot of stuff to tell you. A lot of things are going on. All good stuff. We love you. DLBmailbag@gmail.com. Follow us. Send questions. Spread the word. We are back.